simple cup of coffee has become an intricate part of so many cultures. It's called kahwa, where it was first developed as a drink in the Arabian Peninsula in today's Yemen. Professor Salim Al-Hassani of the University of Manchester explains that the coffee beans were actually brought to Yemen from the Horn of Africa, from Ethiopia.
Well, of course, coffee was invented some very early years of during Islam. A guy called Khalid in Ethiopia, he was a young man looking after sheep.
The sheep seemed to like the beans, and so the young man took the beans to Yemen, so the story goes, and the drink was developed and spread like wildfire. And there were many other inventions or innovations passed on by the early Muslim world from the 7th century onward, says Hassani.
One of them is, of course, the invention of the university. This was done in the year 850 by a young lady called Fatima al-Fahri in the city of Fez in Morocco, the first university as we know it in the world, giving degrees and so on.
And that's the theme of this exhibit at the London Science Museum. It's called 1001 Inventions, the Muslim Heritage, a bit like 1001 Arabian Nights, the well-known fairy tale. The exhibit in London focuses on scientific or technological inventions and advances that changed our world, from some of the earliest universities to innovations in medicine, hygiene, pumps, and water wheels. Some of these important achievements may have been forgotten amid the news often coming out of the Muslim world today that focuses so much on strife and terrorism. But ask just about anyone on the streets of, say, Cairo or Damascus today, and they haven't forgotten. They'll readily tell you about Islam's glory days, not just its conquests, but its cultural, scientific, and technological innovations. These advances came at the height of the Islamic Empire's glory when it spread from the Middle East across North Africa to southern Spain and beyond. It was a time when Muslim scholars and inventors were at the forefront, says Hassani.
During that time, there were enormous contributions in science and technology that we have forgotten about and that comes to us from the other civilizations. And it came to us over a very important civilization, that is the Muslim civilization.
Muslims absorbed knowledge from India, China, the Greeks, the ancient Egyptians, and passed it on. One exhibit exemplifies that mixture, a giant clock featuring an Indian elephant and Chinese dragons and using ancient Greek waterworks. The one here is a replica of the original designed by the Muslim inventor, mathematician, and engineer Al-Jazari in the early 13th century. Anne-Marie Brennan teaches forensic biology at London's South Bank University and is fascinated by these innovations.
Everyone has to love the elephant clock. And I think the elephant clock is wonderful because it's like a United Nations clock. It has all the elements of different civilization. And I like it as a scientist because it shows that science doesn't have to be boring and sterile and plain, that it can be decorative and it can also pay homage to the cultures that bring it forward.
Algebra.
And then there's mathematics and algebra. In general, our numbers are known as Arabic numerals today, but it wasn't always so, says Professor Hassani.
The numbers that we use today, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, they're called Arabic numerals, but actually the Arabs at the time called them the Indian numerals.
And the number zero, for example, sifr in Arabic, was used first by early Arab scholars as an integral part of mathematical equations. And that's part of the all-important formula of zeros and ones that was later crucial to the development of computers and other new technology. Sonia Pace, VOA News, London.